This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Crazy in Love at the Lonely Hearts Bookshop by Annie Darling. Read by Laura Kerman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedicated to Mr. Mackenzie, the smooshiest cat in all the world. Chapter 1. She was a wild, wicked slip of a girl. It was morning, apparently. Weak shafts of sunlight were doing their best to penetrate the gloom of the little flat above the Happy Ever After bookshop. Nina O'Kelly cursed the sun streaming feebly in through her bedroom windows, then cursed herself for not closing the curtains the night before. In fact, she was amazed that she was in her own bed, because she had absolutely no memory of how she'd got home. She wasn't hungover, not exactly, fragile, sleep-deprived, and the sound of her flatmate, Verity, walking from her bedroom to the kitchen, sounded like an elephant who'd been let loose, though generally Verity was quite light-footed. With an unhappy whimper, Nina turned over. Another 10 minutes couldn't hurt. Maybe 15. Perhaps she should open one eye very slowly, just to check the time. Or perhaps she should keep both eyes closed and just doze ever so lightly. There was a gentle knock on the door. Nina, it's 9 o'clock. It takes you an hour to do your makeup alone.